I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Democratic Senator John Tester was the target of a Republican campaign event Friday night in Billings. One of President Donald Trump's sons was the headline speaker, invited to rally the party behind its candidates. Nationally, Republicans have targeted Montana's U.S. Senate race in hopes of knocking out the Democratic incumbent John Tester. Donald Trump Jr. told the crowd, "Tester and the Democrats' party platform have fallen out of step with Montanans." He alleges they support illegal immigration, sanctuary cities, and legislation against the Second Amendment.
This does not sound to me like someone from Montana. That is an incredible political platform if you're running for mayor of New York City. I'm the son of a billionaire from New York City, and I have a much more Montana platform than the senator, the senior senator from this state. That doesn't make any sense.
Trump Jr. told the crowd of about 350 Republicans from across the state, his father has made a number of accomplishments since he took office about a year and a half ago, but they're at stake in the upcoming midterm elections.
Just because Donald Trump isn't on the 2018 ticket doesn't mean that he's not on it. Every policy of success, all of the winning, all of the resolve, all of the benefits that real hardworking Americans have seen and will continue to reap, they can all go away like that.
He says that's why he came to Billings to campaign for GOP Senate candidate Matt Rosendale and said he would be back again. He urged Republicans to stay motivated. Tester already was in the president's crosshairs after he released allegations last spring against Ronny Jackson, the Trump nominee to be the next VA secretary. Trump launched a series of tweets against Tester and even suggested he may campaign in the state. Tester was asked about this past May at the annual Truman Day dinner in Billings.
I hope he comes.
He hoped the president would tour the state's veterans facilities and get a look at the shortage of providers, examine the U.S.-Canada border that doesn't get much attention, and look at the state's infrastructure needs.
Not only roads and bridges and sewer and water, but also broadband. So him coming to the state is not necessarily a bad thing. I think there's a lot of things he could do and get done.
Besides Republican Matt Rosendale, Tester also faces Green Party candidate Steve Kelly and Libertarian Rick Breckinridge on the November general election ballot. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.